Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman.
And I'm Captain Benny Hatton.
Our producer this morning.
Good morning, everyone. It's John Boudreaux.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. How are you this morning?
Doing okay. I'm happy. Mickey brought me a sandwich.
Yeah. What a burger.
Living the high life.
You bet, man. I had to risk my life in line over there this morning, but hey, other than that, hey, everybody
was your buddy over there by the line?
No, he wasn't there this morning. I think after the encounter I had with him 2 weeks ago, he won't be coming back.
Don't think he'll be coming back?
No, I believe he probably sobered up and wised up.
You would hope so.
Would hope so. Or he may be dead by now if he kept that up. Boy, he was, quite an experience. All right, well, let's get back to our phones. We're going to go down to Matagorda now. We're going to talk to our good friend, Captain Charlie Paradowski. We just call him Charlie P. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. What's
doing
up,
good,
man?
Charlie.
Well, laying in bed. I'm glad I'm not fishing today.
It's nice out there. We need to be in a tournament up on Rayburn up in East Texas this morning with that wintry mix. And yeah, it'd be nice up there.
Man, oh, man. Any tournaments today?
I think there's one in Port O'Connor this weekend. You know, I kept seeing some stuff on Facebook. Some guys were getting ready for that tournament today, so I don't know what it's called or anything like that. But you remember whose page did I see that on? I think it was Trevino's. Remember him? He used to fish Trout Masters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's coming out of retirement to fish this one on a miserable morning.
Oh, my God. Pretty raw yesterday, wasn't it?
It was. Had a little bite to it.
Yeah, it did. You know, it, let's see, I fished Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and it was just perfect conditions. But those fish knew that something like this was coming. I can guarantee you the way they were eating.
Sure. You betcha.
Yep. You know, I got to where I look at these feeding charts in that Texas Fish and Game magazine. And that's the best ones I've seen. They're spot on. I've been paying attention to it since, I guess, September, and it's just spot on, you know.
What is it this that you're looking at in their magazine?
Those feeding charts.
Yeah, yeah, the major and minor feeding times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Solar table stuff, yeah.
Yep. That's been the most accurate one. Like this past week that I fished, you had a minor right off the bat in the morning, and then you had a major about, you know, it switches every day about an hour, starting about 10 or 11. And that was just, you know, if you knew where to look for those schools of fish were, you were going to catch them. They were eating.
Remember that old boy, what was it, Frank Nobles? Had Nobles
Frank
Prime
Nobles.
Time?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
He's
had that little booklet you could buy. It'd give you a whole year's worth of prime times.
Oh, yeah. He was a good friend of mine. He lived in Matagorda here.
Yeah, Frank fished with me a couple of times, and he's a good old boy.
Yeah. I know. I took him... him and some of the family members once, and I think we caught 2 9-pounders that day out of the boat.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a good guy. Yeah, his charts were very accurate. You know, I remember way back when I used to fish with Rudy, all he looked at was the almanac. I guess that's all we had back in them days, you know.
Yeah.
We never looked at nothing. We just went fishing, weather or nothing. We went, but... he was a real stickler on the almanac.
Well, it's all tide related, which is correlated directly from the moon phase. And the moon, you know, moon direction and everything else. Sun over here, moon over there, and, you know, causing these minors and then your majors. And it, I don't know, we have to go so much. You just, you're out there whether it's perfect or not. And, when you do come up on some fish and they're biting good, you reflect back to that and it was spot on just about every time. It causes movement, you know, just like with animals, you know, deer hunting or anything else.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm like Blaine. If I see those cows laying down, I don't think that, them fish are going to eat. If they're up eating, them fish are eating.
You look at the good fishing days, man, all the activities, squirrels are going crazy, gathering nuts or doing their thing, digging pecans up and eating, and cows are up and grazing, everything's on. And when all that's laid up and it's real desolate and dormant looking, fishing's pretty much that way too.
Yeah. See, like I'm looking at those charts for this week and everything's at night, late in the afternoon and at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get back to the next week and it's spot on again. So.
Well, that makes it even better for me because that's when I like to fish this time of year. It's put in about 11 or 12 and fish till dark.
Yeah. Well, it's looking like it's after dark most of it right this week.
Well, I can do that too as long as it doesn't get foggy. Boy, I hate running in the fog in the dark.
Mm.
It's bad enough when there's sunlight, but man, when it's dark and foggy, that's I've done it a million times though, but I don't like it.
Well, it was pretty bad Monday and Tuesday, wasn't it?
Tuesday was the worst day. It never lifted Tuesday,
man.
It never lifted over here Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Well, Sunday it broke a little bit.
Yeah.
But Monday was my worst day. In fact, about 1:30 in the afternoon when we started in, that's when it got the worst.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was bad when I left the dock, and I said, holy cow. In fact, I got off track and came up on some waders on the north shoreline. I was kind of embarrassed about it, but it happens. I don't think they were catching anything. It didn't look like it. But no, I'm just laying low, Mickey. clean up some tackle, and won't be long before we'll be watching some baseball, huh?
I'm telling you, I'm foaming at the bit. I got my Astros hat on this morning.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, I got my orange one on. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready, yeah. Freddy.
I wish they'd pick up a couple more pitchers, but.
Can't wait to hear that first pop of the glove and that crack of the bat. And that smell, you know, it just smells like baseball season. When spring kicks in, it's good to go.
It ought to be a good one.
Yep. I'm ready.
I think the pitchers and catchers start this week.
Think so. Think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll start having some stuff to watch on TV.
Man, I can't wait to watch them. Good quality ball again.
Yeah, me too.
With confidence.
Yep.
Watch us be terrible this year. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Well, I think that they better have a good year this year. They've got everybody still together, and contract-wise, things are going to start falling apart after this year.
Except for Altuve, we got him forever, don't we? Like 8 years or something?
Yeah. Yep. Hell, I don't think they have Carrera for long range.
I don't know.
But
I saw
something in the newspaper about it this week.
And we'll keep renegotiating. Keep them on the team.
Need to keep some of them pitchers.
What about Gonzo? Did we get him back? I know that we.
No. He's still in limbo.
He was wanting to come back, though. And I heard Keuchel even wanted to come back.
Well,
I know Morton's a done deal. I mean, Tampa Bay, they signed him. But
yeah,
I think something was wrong with him anyway. I think he was having a little arm problem or something there towards the end of the season. I don't know. I hope not. He was a clutch game 7 guy for us. Golly.
Yeah, we had him at the right time.
Yeah, we did.
You know. But we'll see. I know we picked up a new catcher, one of the Rangers catchers, I think. He's supposed to be a hell of a hitter.
Or,
and they picked up a new left fielder, too.
McCann, I guess he's gone.
He's gone.
Man, I sure liked having him, though, for a mentor.
Yeah.
You know, with all these younger guys. I mean, that guy was, man, what a smart, brilliant catcher he was.
Went back to the Braves.
Did he end up going back to Atlanta? I'll be darned.
Back in Atlanta where he started.
Well, he was a good one. He had that little knee issue this past season, and nothing you can do about that. But just him being there to give some really quality advice and you know, especially working with the pitchers and the new catchers, showing them how to call a game and read these batters and study them and everything. That guy's pretty brilliant at it. He was pretty good. He still said the best game he ever caught in his entire career was when Charlie Morton in that game 7 against the Yankees. Said that was
Him saying that.
That was the best pitcher and game that he ever caught.
That was a good one.
That's
to
saying something right there for that guy. He's caught him many a game.
Yes, he has.
Oh, well, Charlie, rest on up this weekend. Get ready for next week. Warming trend coming back. See if we can get these fish going again.
Yeah, we'll wait for that fog to move back in and get back at it.
Oh, yeah, can't wait, man. feel like we live in England. We'll be growing as wet and damp and cloudy and everything as it is. You can start growing mushrooms. Golly.
Yeah.
Just like England.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, hey, throw your number out. Somebody wants to call you about coming over to Matagorda and fishing. Y'all got them right now.
All right. 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Well, have a good day and go Astros.
Y'all take care.
All right, bye-bye, Charlie. See you, man. Charlie loves them Astros.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's one of these guys that has the fancy tattoos, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a tattoo of the prettiest woman I've ever seen on his back. And I'm like, dude, if you die before I do, I want that frame. You know what I mean? We'll take that off the frame, that. Crazy, man.
He's got those good quality tattoos, not the jailhouse tats, but the real tats.
I'm like, you have a tattoo, don't you?
Yeah, I got a couple. They was alcohol related.
Yeah.
You know about that.
You're gonna find out what they're batting on from Baffin to Sabine. Big Lake to Matagorda and some places in between.
Probably more than the beach of the dead. I said, you know, I'm with you, Chicano. I don't think I want to fish there either, man.
You got you. Early morning sickos, living an outdoor dream. They hunt and fishing all the time if they ain't working.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show, presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Let's go up Lake Conroe way now, and let's talk to Tex Bowman and see what's up with him this morning. Tex, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey and Captain Benny. I got a raspy throat.
Yeah, you sound a little horsey this morning.
Yeah, I've been out in that weather some, Mickey, and we try and chase them fish down, but... It started out as a slow week, I tell you. We fished Tuesday, And, man, I've been baited up and everything, Mickey. And we went out catfishing and took some minnows along, too. And I tell you what, it was a tough day for me. Those guys will get a bonus for me later on here. They fished with me quite a bit. And we ended up with two catfish and two crappie, Mickey.
Oh, that's a tough day right there, bud.
I mean, it was a tough day, man. And like I said, they fished for this about the sixth, seventh trip that them guys have fished with me over the years here, you know. So we'll have a repay on that thing. But I tell you what, it's just I think some of them fish was in a transition. You hear about all them bass that's being caught up here, right, Mickey? I mean, it's exceptional, I tell you. And those things are wanting to make a move. And I have not seen a redbud tree. I always talk about the redbuds. It's time for them to be spawning. And I have not seen one. And I got one here right at my front door that you can just barely see them wanting to bud out right now. So it's not quite time, but while those bass are, I guess you call it, are ready to do their thing, you know. So been something, but been some good and showed up, I tell you, Mickey. And crappie, I don't have them on the lake doing real good, but we tried them the other day, and like I said, we had two there off brush. I got brush piles, you know, out around all them catfish holes and everything, so we can tell what they're doing, but they're in a transition state to the, you know, to the shoreline, Mickey. The docks up there, all the marina docks and everything are paying off big time right now.
Are they?
In fact, I may be up there later today walking around, seeing what I can do. But they are in the docks. They got eggs. They're not ready there. They look like, to me, I've looked, look at some of them being cleaned, everything, and they look like they're a month away to me, you know, as far as the eggs go and everything. And there may be some, you know, the upper end of Lake Conroe warms up faster and water temp and everything, and a lot of times they could be spawning up there and still on my south end of the lake, they're a ways off yet, put it that way. So
yeah,
it may just be certain areas of the lake. I know used to when I run the bass a lot, Mickey, the Peach Creek area up there on the lake was always a little off colored and muddy, and it would warm up faster, and the bass would be in there spawning, and you wouldn't catch them too many other places, maybe Lake Paula on Lake Conroe. And after that, well, then it moves on to my end. My end's coming, put it that way.
Yeah, I understand.
But we're just, our surface temp, I was running the other day, 54, 55, and it needs some warm weather, what we need, you know. So we'll get it here some, and some of us come in here pretty quick. And I canceled today, and my guys said they thought it would be a little bit cold. So I still have one for tomorrow, and I think we'll get to make it, Mickey. Get out there and get after them then, you know. But the colors, I'll say one color that's doing pretty good, and it's the blue and chartreuse, and then also the it's a pearl and chartreuse tail. Excuse me.
Yeah.
On the jigs, and those are paying off real good. But your jig head on there, I use a little pink painted jig head, and I like the 1/8 over some of the others there. You know, everybody's got a choice of what weight they want to use. But the crappie are doing their thing, you know, if on the deep water yet. We're, you know, like my marina, Mickey, excuse me, and our marina there seems like the, we're, you know, 13, 14, 15 foot deep. And we're turning on to the crappie. And like I said, they're about 8 foot deep. And most of our water is 13 to 15. And so you can see about how they're doing. They're moving in. And I hear about the old Palms Marina. And the Brenna Walden, all of them are paying off like that right now. If you have access to them, you can catch some crappie there then. And the 1097 bridge, you'll be windblown there. That won't get, you won't get to do nothing there, you know, for a little bit here. But it'll warm back up. The wind will die down, get back out of the east, southeast, something other, and you'll have some good fishing going on. But I have good reports from everywhere as far as deep water structure, you know, Mickey. And it won't do nothing but get better as we go along here.
Well, you know what I did see this week and heard was some purple martins. You know, the males always come down and scout first.
Yes,
so I guess this warm-up we had this week, they came down and scouted. So we're not far away when they show up and start looking around. You know that.
You bet, man. It's not very far off, and it's going to be early this year. You know, they talked about the groundhog saw Dunny's deal up there and said it's going to be a spring's going to be here soon, and I think that's what's going to happen to us. You know.
Yeah.
It's going to be way better. We years past, you know, it's usually after February into March and April, we really get those hot fishing reports, and we're already getting them. And now I'm running down our Atkins Creek here the other day, Mickey, and there's a mile of jug lines out there. Those guys are after those catfish, you know. And this is the time of year that the big blue cats and even the ops usually April is a better month for the we call them Opelousas catfish, you know, with this flathead catfish.
Yep.
And
my father-in-law loved fishing for them big ops, man.
Oh, yeah. And I used to do it quite a bit around the marinas there, and April was the month to do that. Yes, sir, it was always good then. And right now, the big blue cats, so, yeah, we had one here just a week and a half ago or so, was about 20 pounds. And I said, Miggy, we've always, you know, you hear us old fishermen, we guess at them fish and everything else. And they finally found out them robo grips. And I got one this year, brand new. And so we can put the evil eye on them. I can remember watching TV with Bill Dance, you know, and Roland Martin and all of them. He used to guess those weights a lot of times, you know, and now you'll see them pull them old robo grips out, and they put the evil eye on it now.
Oh, man, we used to have those D-liars. Remember those D-liars? Yeah, man, they were really accurate.
Them old Zevco D-liars, man. But anyhow, I got me a brand new one of my I got a gift card for Christmas, you know, so I went and got one, and man, I'd pull that thing out. You'd be sitting on some of them pictures now. But we have a good time with all that, you know, and like I said, most all the guys and everything, we see enough fish that you can usually guess them pretty close, you know, but now I can guess them and put the robo grips on there, and we'll know what they really weigh now, big.
Yeah, those D-liars, they'd get all corroded up in that spring and get a little rusty, and it'd take a 10-pounder to make something weigh 5 on them, you know.
That's right. And then also, you know, you can buy those expensive ones that's got batteries in them and everything, and it won't be long, they'll be corroded up and all that stuff. So now these old robo grips, I'll keep them out of well, I don't think there's anything rust on them things, so we'll know some weights anyhow. But Benny, it'd be interesting to get one of them old big brim, you know. You see them, I call them 9 to 10 inch brim, you know, and you can put the weight on them now and see about what they're running there.
Yep.
Hey, guys, we enjoy it. My old throat, I've been out in the wind enough and everything here up as a boat, and it's got me. So, anyhow, we'll hope we get it better, but that's all I can say.
You will. It's our weather. Just, you know, we get our age, man, it starts working on you.
It is, Mickey. You know, I went through about a week of you know, coughing and so I kind of sore throat and everything, couldn't hardly talk, and I thought it was over with, but I've been back out in that wind and everything, and maybe I'll just outlive it. That's all I tell you.
Oh, you will. That's it. Got to outlive it, man. Don't let it outlive you.
Something other. That's right.
All right, Tex. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming to Conroe, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Mickey, the best way to get me on cell phone, 713-252-4290. And give me a Lake Conroe Fishing Guides.com. You'll find Tex with Texas Guide Service on there.
All right, my friend. Hey, well, Tex, guys, get well, buddy.
Week. Y'all have a great weekend. I think I'll stay out of it today. And like I said, we may be out there guiding again tomorrow. So we'll see how it goes.
Supposed
hey,
to get
y'all
nice
have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Tex Bonin up on Conroe. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 535 in the Bayou City. Cool, blustery morning. Anywhere from kind of mid to upper 30s north of town to right at 40 along the coast. And breezy.
And breezy.
And breezy.
That's what really makes it cold.
Yes, it does.
Especially along the coast, man.
I like those 50-mile-an-hour boat rides in 38-degree weather.
With a 20-mile-an-hour wind blowing in your face.
Yeah, so it makes it about 70 miles an hour. Done that.
Yes, sir.
Crack that skin open. Ah, it's not all bad. All right, let's go to Captain James Plog, shall we? See what's up with him. G-Town Plog, what's happening?
What's up, Monty?
Oh, it's all money, man. Just counting it.
What it is, it's cold.
Yeah, it is. Get you some.
Man, I think I'm good. I don't think you got a butt. What's up, Benny?
How you doing, James?
Man, I'm awesome. I'm awesome. I don't think it, man, I never saw anything above 45 over here yesterday.
Are you home? Are you still in Florida?
No, I'm home. No, we got out of there. I got home about 10 o'clock Thursday night. We looked at a lot of nice boats, and it ain't cold in Florida, but they may have got this front. It might have got there.
Yeah.
But, No, we ain't doing nothing right now. Standing by.
Yeah, me too. But that's supposed to warm up tomorrow. So that was a nice teaser week, man. That was a nice teaser week last week.
Yeah, it was. That's the way it's supposed to be. What was the water temperature at Eagle this morning? I didn't even look.
I think it was 54.8 or something like that. I hadn't looked at it lately. It's probably dropped some more. Well, that wind blowing like it
is. 10 degrees at its fell, and I guarantee you it'll fall. It'll go back to 50, 51.
You think it will?
Yeah, it's 53.
Well, there ain't no sun, is it?
Yeah, it's 52.9 now, and it was, when we did the weather earlier, it was 54.8 or something. So
yeah, here she comes. I guarantee it's going to 50.
Morgan's
Point's
down to
55.
Even offshore, it was almost 60 when Benny read it off. Now it's 58.8. It's only gusting to 29 out there, northeast.
Oh, man.
How about some of that? Let's go wahoo fishing.
Yeah, let's go put in an Eagle Point.
We put in an Eagle and run out there in the West Flower Gardens, East Flower Gardens.
Yeah, put in an Eagle, bust out northeast 20 to 23, and then we get offshore, it's 25 to 29. Boy, yeah, wahoo, man,
lucky,
that'll be biting.
If you're lucky, you'll turn over to jetties. You ain't got to prolong it.
That's
right.
I'd rather turn over to jetties than turn over to flower gardens.
Yeah. That means you done made it out there. That means it was miserable all the way out there.
Yeah, save yourself misery.
Yeah, just go ahead and dump over right there. But we'll see. We're going to fight this. This year looks like it's going to be one of them years where we're going to fight that fog every day.
Yeah, I'm looking at wintry mix. There's some just above San Antonio and across Austin, and the most of it's over above Lufkin up there into north towards Shreveport, Louisiana, and Jackson, Mississippi. You know, just going from southwest to northeast.
Oh, that's good. I ain't going there, so we're good.
Wintry mix.
How you doing?
All my stuff's ready. I was rolling. We were already
on a roll. It was all good and a little setback. Old man Winter, he's got to hold his grips into us a little bit more.
Oh, you know, we'll fight this all the way.
Oh, yeah.
They'll start giving up, by the third week of March, they'll start giving up.
Yeah, and then the fish will give up, too, in the 1st of April. Hey, I swear, you know, last year, April was a better month. But for the most part, April is probably one of the worst months of the whole year for me. And,
it's inconsistent, man. You can catch a really, they're going to be at their heaviest, you know, but it's tough. I mean, the feeding patterns is short. I was listening to old Charlie about all them old sonar tables and stuff. Yeah. And he is right. But my guys are like, well, you look at that. It's, look, man, I'm going to have to take you anyway.
Yeah.
We're going fishing. So I don't like the clutter. I don't like my mind to think like that. Well, this thing will be no good here till about 2:00. So
yeah. And I think to myself, why am I even out here yet? I should have waited till noon to put in, you know?
Yeah, that's like that guy I had that time. He lived here on Tiki and he came with some of my guys, my regulars. And we get in, it's foggy. It was in December, and it was right before Christmas, actually. And it's zero visibility and zero wind. And that guy hops in, his name was whatever his name was, I don't even remember. And he looks at me and said, well, I guess it ain't going to be very good today. And I said, what? So, well, it doesn't look very good today. Man, I mean, I was fishing right there, right here. I was running about, maybe a mile. I was beating them up every day. You know where I was fishing there back in the hump. And we're catching them every day. And I said, well, why is that? He said, you don't read Harold Wells? And
oh, Harold Wells forecast. Triple X days, blackfish days.
I said, hey, who's Harold Wells? He said, oh, man. He's like, this guy is an idiot. And I said, I don't know. He said, well, this is a whitefish day. I said, really? Well, man, I'm sorry about that, dude. He said, well, we're really going to go in this fog? And already, man, this guy is really about 2 minutes from me just pulling back over there. Hey, the best thing you can do is maybe hop out. Maybe I don't ever see you again.
Yeah.
So, but I don't say nothing. We'd gone about our business. At noon, there was four of them. I already didn't like that. So we had 50 trout. And I think we had 2 or 3 reds. And this guy couldn't catch nothing. He had the wrong lure. He was whatever I put on there for him. He said, that ain't no good. I said, well, put one of the, I said, matter of fact, I just bit my jig or unclipped it. I said, here, put this on, man. And I got whatever he had, second cast, boom, one piles on there. So me and this guy, we don't do no good. My guys are like laughing. They ain't saying nothing. So we get ready to come home. I said, hey, man, I am sure glad that it wasn't one of them big 19X blackfish days. Well, why is that? I said, they'd have ate our prop off and we couldn't have got in. We had to call somebody to come get it.
That's right.
That was the last time I seen that guy.
Hey, some people are just negative Nellies, man.
Well, the point of the story is, and Charlie is right. All that stuff is right. But, man, I don't like it to get in my head.
That's what, people that look at that and tides and wind and everything, moon phase, I call them textbook fishermen. If you go by, if all the stars have got to be aligned just right and everything for your textbook theories to work out for you, you might get to fish about 3 days a month. If
you
you're
won't
lucky,
go very much.
You won't be
you
going
won't go
much.
Very much.
Hey, I've gone out when all the odds are stacked against you. It's not going to be any good. Fishing's terrible, and you go out there and light them up. You can't catch them if you don't go. You got to go to get them.
You got to go put the effort out and do the deal. And you know, you just have to do. I tell you what's almost a guarantee, though, like in the fall, when you get that first big front, you get them little north wind, but I'm talking about the first good one, usually about the third week of October, and it drops that temperature, and the next day it's that bluebird dead slick. You can almost guarantee you're going to catch like 3.
Yeah.
It just, you've seen that a million times.
Well, that's when the high pressure and the cobwebs are floating in the air. It's, that's almost as bad as a high gray liner.
The high gray liners are nasty, but that day right there, and then the next day, they'll eat everything in sight.
But yeah, you got to be. I mean, I don't like talking myself, and you know, I ain't that good anyway, so I got to work pretty hard at it. I don't want to talk myself out of nothing. But Charlie's right. If you do pay, if you go back and see when your bite was, it's pretty cool because we'll talk to each other during the day. And I'll say, hey, man, your fish go off. Or you'll ask me, hey, what's the deal? And I say, hey, he said, oh, that's the same thing, man. Ours are just going off right now. So I was talking to Hillman about that yesterday. And it, you know, you can be 100 miles down the coast and everything kind of goes off at the same time.
Yeah.
And where Hillman's telling me he was catching some fish, you know, it was the same setup, kind of how I was catching them. And we're like really long ways apart, like 100 miles.
Well,
so it's, you know, I like to go back and look at that stuff, you know, sometimes, man, when they're biting, but you know, when you go every day, like we do, I know when they're biting. I don't need a book.
No.
It's like the guy that we're out on channel one day and the guy, man, he was wanting to get real technical. How about this? I said, man, how you know? And I said, the only reason I know is I was here yesterday and the other 5 or 7 days. That's all I know. They ought to do the same thing. If they don't, we got to go do something different.
How do you know?
Yeah. Hey, fish is like anything else, man. It's just, you just go to work. I mean, there's no scientific, there ain't no easy way. There ain't no easy route to it. You got to go work at it.
Like the old saying, the more you fish, the luckier you get.
Ain't that the truth? I used to tell Cameron, I said, look, any tournaments, you start looking at them leaderboards. I said, all them hot shots that are up there, if you really dig deep, those are the guys that work the hardest at it when it really comes down to it.
That's right.
That's a fact, Jack. So I don't know, Mickey. We'll start over maybe Sunday. But yeah, the water temperature is going to change from what everything was. It may get better in some places. It's going to get worse in other places, you know, where the water temperature dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pay more attention to water temperature than I do anything, honestly.
Me too. That's a big factor in it, water temp and water clarity, especially up my neck of the woods where I'm from. Water clarity is everything.
Well, yeah, you got to be able to
see. If I can get 6-inch visibility, I'm going, man. I got them.
Right now, if you see a bait, you better stop.
If you see a mullet jump, you better break
your neck.
You better
jump on him.
You better wheel around and throw at him.
You know, there was one place I was fishing that it looked like summertime, the mullet. I mean, it was
I
same
ain't
old
found
deal.
Nothing like that this year up my
way. Mickey, they were piled in there. But when they were jumping and showing you where the fish were at, you know, the fish really wouldn't bite. As soon as the mullet laid down, you didn't see very many of them. Then they started biting. And then I moved like 10 miles, and we didn't catch any keepers now. Well, we did maybe one. No, I think we caught three. I'm sorry. We caught three. Well, we caught like 50, 60 fish. I never saw nothing. Zero. Nothing. You might as well have been fishing in a bathtub. But they was in there eating something. I guess they were so small I couldn't see them, but they wasn't moving no mullet around.
You know how I'm fishing right now? Just like I was bass fishing. Nothing to see. Nothing.
Just structure fishing.
Hey, just structure fishing and all the numbers I've got. You know, when I'm up on the bow running the trolling motor, if I get a bite or catch a fish in a spot, I don't care if I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I always punch it in. I always hit it, you know, mark it. And,
exactly.
I mean, that's why my machine looks like a spider web, but it, when it's slow like that, I call it running my traps. I'll start trolling and hitting all those numbers where I've caught a fish or two before. And it might surprise you. There was a reason that fish was living there, and it's usually structure related.
He wasn't there just exactly. He wasn't in the middle of nowhere for
nothing. That's kind of the way I'm rolling right now. Just fishing where I've always caught them. And, I mean, you pull up there and it looks like nothing's even there. It just looks like the Dead Sea. There's no bait. There's no nothing. And, bingo, bam, bam, catch 4 or 5 and, move on. Or you can sit on that place, just power pole down and sit on it and keep working it over and just keep plucking them off one here and one there. You know, if you want to fish.
Sometimes
like that.
That'll scare you about how many are there. Like we were waiting at one place right there.
Yeah.
And we were pecking on them like, you know, hey, there's some. I mean, there's enough here to, you know, make the day right here. And then when you hit the sweet spot, there was like a bunch of them. You know, I just hadn't found it yet. But I'm like you. I'm a 30-minute guy. I'll hop out somewhere. Well, you see us. I don't see nothing. Man, just get out. 30 minutes, we're gone.
Yeah.
And 30 minutes of walking around and paying attention, you can tell if there's anything there. You know, really you can tell in 10, but you give it 30 just because you said you would.
Well,
and,
yeah,
you know, play that.
That's true. You gotta give it some time just to jump out and make 10, 15 cash and don't get a bite. So, well, let's go. They ain't here. Well, sometimes that's a little too quick. You got to give it the benefit of the doubt.
Exactly. That's what Hillman told me yesterday. Talking, he said the other day, he said, look, man, we got to eventually get out and fish somewhere. I'm going to run out of fuel looking for stuff to do.
Hey, you know, you can't carry enough gas to ride around and look for them right now. You just got to get out and fish.
You'll run out 100%. So I didn't talk to cameramen that last night. I don't know what they did. That may have been the last day. Those people were supposed to fish 4 days. Yeah. They got hosed on too, so they fished the day before and then yesterday when you talked to them. So I don't know what they caught.
Yeah, he was fixing to rig up a bunch of ballyhoo, about 36 baits, and they were going to go drag for stick fish yesterday. But
he was stick fish. They're catching a bunch of big dorados over there too right now.
That's what he said. That saved the day on their reef and beef or whatever dinner they were going to cook. And
the reason be.
Yeah, or fin and fowl. I don't know what. Some kind of dinner they were going to
cook.
See,
a bunch of them guys that his owner sends down there, I want to say he's a San Antone or, you know, he's a South Texas oil guy. And a lot of people that bebop down there that he sends are, you know, oil guys, South Texas people. So they're all good people. But Cameron, the boat that he fishes on, the Scandalous, he told me they had a blown motor. So I think they're in the process. They got to get it rebuilt for that next tournament.
I'm going to have to re-sleeve and re-piston.
Yeah, I think, man, that next time it starts, I want to say the 28th of February.
Yeah,
so
they better get that diesel going, man.
Yeah, I think they were collecting parts. They'll have it going by then.
Yeah, I'm sure there's not parts on every street corner in Costa Rica, huh?
No, but it's a lot better, you know. But, you know, like my guy John Bowen at Elite Diesel, they'll you know, them guys, they'll fly anywhere, get anything. You can make it happen over there now, but it ain't like being here in the States. I mean, it's, you know, the logistics of flying there.
Right at your fingertips, man. There's nothing like Google and Amazon and everything. You just go on, you know, like anything for a car, go to Rock Auto or any of those places, and they'll put it right to your door. That's what I love about it. Something that's hard to find.
Yeah, and, first thing I'd order, it'd be wrong. I'd have to send it back.
Well, and that happens sometimes. You gotta make sure you're ordering the right thing.
But you know, you fished in Florida and all them tournaments, and y'all were fishing there. You think we got boats, and you think we got stuff in Texas. Go to Florida. You ain't seen.
There's more boats in Florida than there is people, I think. Don't you, Benny?
I believe you're right. Hey, but the people are there too, man. That traffic on I-95 from, you know, I spent a lot of time there. It's horrible, dude. Dadgum. There ain't nothing, but it's a wreck every 5 minutes, that sign.
Hey, and when you get to them towns like Clearwater and, you know, Punta Gorda and all that, you try pulling a boat through town at rush hour in the mornings, you know, in a tournament, getting ready to fish. They will not let you in.
They wouldn't let us in a regular car. Those people are angry over there.
Everybody's mad at the world over there. Hey, you'd open a door for people at a restaurant and, you know, they'd glare at you like you were a fool. Why aren't you opening the door for me?
Yeah, finally, Jason. Hey, I
quit speaking. I'd say hi to people. They'd look at me like, why are you talking to me? And I'm going,
no, they don't want to talk to you. We were in a big traffic jam, and I told Jason, hey, let me roll the window down. I'll get this guy to let me in. I hang out the window like you do in Texas, kind of wave your hands if you let me in. Hey, after about 5 minutes, Jason said, man, that ain't going to work. Hang on, watch this. He just started cutting in front of everybody.
Yeah, they're all popping a rod at you, man.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. It was sad.
Yeah, it's different. There's no place like Texas. I don't care. I've been everywhere. And there's no place like Texas.
Have you ever fished in that Indian River?
I've never fished in it, but I've been over it. And, man, what a fishery that is.
It's big time. Man, I could just see, you know, because I worked down there, and I used to always want to go fishing. I'd have to go over it all the time. And, like, man, I know they got some big trout right there, but I never did get to go fishing.
Real quick before I got to go, one of the best articles I ever read, I forget what magazine it was in. It was a guy fishing with a fly rod. And he's in the Indian River, and he hooks this monster tarpon. It was a record back then. This was years back. And he fought that fish all day long. It drug him out of the Indian River into the, you know, to the bay. And he fought that fish and fought it, and it went back into the river twice. And he finally landed it, and it was a Florida record, a state record on fly tackle. But that was a great article. You know, it had all, it listed all the details, everything he went through. He's by himself. It's pretty cool.
That was big time. You start fighting
a
fish that long.
Giant trout swimming in and out of that body of water too, bud.
Well,
all right, James.
All right, buddy. In Poco, Kevin's owner stayed in the chair 20 hours on the Dragon Up. 20 hours.
Wow.
And they got the fish, too. They got him. Third place Poco, I think. Third or second, I can't remember. But anyway, he's in the chair 20 hours.
Wow. That's good.
Think about
right
that. I don't like doing nothing for 20 minutes, much less 20 hours.
20 hours. All right, man.
All right, dude.
All right, James. Hey, throw your number out. Somebody wants to go to the bottom.
All right, look, we got plenty of days. Y'all come on. 409-935-7242.
Yeah, opening that calendar up for July. I cracked up the other day.
I'm opening her up, man.
Opening her up, man.
Hey,
you know, I'm booked up solid. But
are you solid?
Yeah, July is looking pretty good, man.
Yeah, I'm solid, too. Dadgum, I'm glad we're solid. All right, I'll see y'all later.
All right, brother. Get solid, James. All right. I need to tell everybody about Skeeter's Auto Service. They're located right up 290. They're at 12133 Old Huffmeister Road. And Skeeter's leads the auto industry with a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on all major repairs. They're also a certified BG service center. So if you got a vehicle you really like and want to keep it forever, get on the BG maintenance program. They'll give you a lifetime warranty on your engine, transmission, transfer case, rear differential, and even your water pump and cooling system. And Skeeter's is the Better Business Bureau Pinnacle Award winner for Top Shop in Harris and surrounding counties. And when you call Skeeter's, you'll always talk to a knowledgeable person. They offer towing 24/7, and they're an extended warranty dealer for General Motors. And give them a call. Schedule an appointment at 281-469-1152, 281-469-1152. And today at noon, you want to hear the Texas Car Doctor Show. Stream in live at texascardoctor.com. That's Skeeter's Auto Service, changing the image of auto repair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.